Okay, I'll call the March 17th Ways and Means Committee meeting to order. Can you call attendance, please?
Archer.
Here.
Fred.
Wrong.
Here.
Bartels.
Here.
Guevara's.
Present.
Haynes.
Present.
Mayo.
Here.
Walter.
Okay.
And I'm here.
I'm sorry?
And Chairman.
And Chairman Donaldson. Yes, thank you. All right, Resolution 100, setting a public hearing on proposed local law number 2, establishing a construction apprenticeship training requirements for certain construction contracts in excess of $350.
I'll move it.
Second?
Can we move that out to May 12th from April 14th?
Second.
Yeah, there was no point in making the amendment in here because we have to make it out on the floor anyway.
Okay. I don't know what everyone thinks. Night.
Huh?
It was made last night.
Oh, then we don't need to move the amendment at all. So
okay, so we have. Oh, so you're going to do it on the floor?
No, was there anything?
No, we.
It was made last night.
So before you today,
I wasn't
is the resolution
to attend that
as
meeting,
amended?
So
as amended. So, all in favor, as amended?
Aye.
I did.
Opposed? Okay. Resolution 100. Requesting enactment of Senate bill and Assembly bill in the New York State Legislature for a special law relationship to hotel motel room occupancy tax.
I move that we postpone that.
For discussion? Second?
Second.
I'm going to withdraw the resolution. I feel, given the current condition of the county, the uncertainty of the health crisis that we're dealing with, the economic impact is not even known at this juncture. So I table it for now to be revisited later.
I'm withdrawing it, though.
But I want to be clear. It's not gone away. We're going to continue to have some conversations around this. But for now, let's set it aside.
I commend you for that.
Yeah,
definitely.
I think it's the right thing to do. Okay, so Resolution 112, authorizing the county share of the cost to purchase and install electric charging equipment for the County of Ulster.
I'll second it.
I was going to block 112, 114, 116, and 121. They're all bonds.
On the block?
I'll second that.
Okay. Okay, on the blocked resolutions, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And I'm going to block Resolution 122. I'm sorry?
121 and 112 have the exact same title. It's just two separate.
So I'm looking at block resolutions 122 through 125. These are the public defender resolutions.
I'll second that block.
Okay. On the blocked resolutions,
all
in favor? Opposed? Okay. I'd also like to block resolutions 132 to 141.
I'll second the block.
Okay. On the blocked resolutions?
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. And finally, Resolution 145, authorizing the Chair of Ulster County to execute a lease with O&W Station, LLC.
I'll move it.
I'm sorry?
No.
I just thought you had to block it and then you had to vote on it.
I thought we did.
We didn't. I don't think that we have to vote on blocking them together.
Okay.
I think we normally do.
I did it on the block and then on the vote.
I'm just making sure.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you. Keeping me honest. Okay. On Resolution 145, get anybody move it?
Ken did.
Yeah.
Second? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Any other business?
I move we adjourn.
Thank you.
Can I just point out something out?
Sure.
It was taking me a moment to.
I withdraw my
adjournment. Your adjournment, okay.
In this, so 121 in this packet, in this header, is the identical resolution as 112. I think it took me a moment to get there.
I think
that's the sheriff's vote. 121 is not the electric bus charging equipment.
Oh, do you think there's an error in here?
Well, there isn't. There is in this.
Can we look at the resolutions? Can you take a look at, Heidi, you have the stat.
Which one?
Look at resolution 112 and 121.
121 is not electric buses.
Yeah, it's the 121.
I didn't catch that. Thank you.
Here's 112. Is it 121?
112 and 121. What are they?
So 112 is
electric bus.
Charging equipment for the maximum.
Okay, and 121?
121 is electric bus equipment for 256.
No. Look at the resolutions underneath the
gold sheet. I'll take that gold sheet.
Oh, so you think it's just the sheet?
This is the bus.
What's 112?
That's you.
121.
What's 121?
It says 121 electric bus. Let me check.
Okay,
we're going to pull this. We'll just hold 112.
Yeah, we'll hold up till we get an answer so we've got the right resolutions going to the floor.
Well, was one the resolution and one was the bond?
No, there's a bond for the sheriff's vote.
But I think there was an error and they put in the electric buses twice and no sheriff's vote.
Do you have it online? I didn't bring my...
I mean, I have it in the hard...
121
I have it in the hard
121
packet.
Is the bus.
121 is the bus?
Yeah.
And 112 is...
They're both on bus online, too. It's the same thing.
No, so that's... In this packet, 121 is the boat.
Okay.
It's the
boat.
The title's just wrong on it.
Inside, is it correct?
Which inside is correct?
Is 121 the boat?
The boat.
Okay. Thank you for catching that.
It's the title. Probably.
But you're probably looking at the agenda for Ways and Means.
No, I'm looking at the resolutions and for tonight.
In Ways and Means?
On the website, on the county site.
She has it.
Oh, she has the one for
us. We should fix that.
Herbert.
She's correcting it now.
But happy St. Patrick's Day.
John is saying he's looking at the legislative materials.
I did what I can.
121,
which isn't a lot.
The header and the, when you click into actually view the PDF, it shows.
I'll tell them to correct that.
And 112.
He didn't want to pay Arthur's prices.
We have no public.
For sure.
And 112, the same thing.
Well, we should
say exact one.
We should, huh?
Is he? Tell him he's in the vulnerable population.
He's older than I am, so.
You know, see we're concerned for him. We're concerned for his safety, Dave.
That's right. We'll see how it goes.
Do it just for you.
I'm concerned for your safety. I don't want you coming in here.
Tell her she can watch from the comfort of her own home on the internet.
And then I said, after you get done, if you want to call, call me. I'll talk to you.
I mean,
call anybody.
I talked to her earlier, so.
Yeah, you got the number. Yeah,
120 is the bond.
The spending freeze, yeah.
Yeah, 121 is definitely the bond for the bond.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
But it's if it's wrong in here, it needs to be fixed too.
That's what I just told them.
Resolution, but I get what you're saying. No, I know, but.
Yeah, I'm looking at
this
for
112.
Yeah, it's not just the
title.
It's
the title, but read the.
It's not the title. Look, look, there's 121.
Even the content underneath? Because she's saying on there it's correct. If what she has in her hand.
But she read it out loud.
This is 112.
No. But the top, Tracy, the title is incorrect, but the body she said is. Okay. All right.
She's wrong.
Thank you for catching it.
Here, I'll just. Oh wait, do you want us to continue?
Go ahead and continue signing. What would we do without you, Trace?
I mean, I saw it, but I was trying to get into the hard copy. I thought maybe there's just multiple bus charges for the exact same amount.
I saw the note that Lisa has sent around. We chatted today about the farmer's market, so we're hoping we can push the state to take a position on it. So, because I think that if we have
one
to
more,
consider it like a grocery and a food chain, if they're concerned about having it indoor, I've talked to some of the farmers, they're just as happy to have it outdoors at this juncture. So.
Yeah, but you got to stand outside and drink it.
It didn't sound like they were still on in the city, so.
No, they're putting it in
right.
Styrofoam cups.
But in other states, they have stopped them. I've talked to friends
well, they
who live
stopped,
in warm
they
states right now where there's a robust farmer's markets, and they've been halted. So
really?
They stopped. Kingston stopped it last week.
It's terrible for the farmers who have
product
that's
going to go. Yeah.
Go bad, and it's also terrible for the consumers who aren't going to congregate. They're just going to get their eggplants. So I think if we can take a swift stand and
that's
whatever we can behind it.
Yeah, because Kingston canceled last week's farmer's market.
Because we're heading into growing season, and if all of our local growers feel that there's going to be uncertainty on that regard, I mean, a lot of them
they'll take their stuff into the city if the city's
still doing it. Get a slam stew waiting for me at home.
Invest in growing, you know what I mean?
From Garvin's Gastropub.
It's quite an output financially at the front end for farmers. So.
Well, most of them are already, they've already taken money because my CSA's already taken my money.
Yeah, but I think a CSA could figure out its distribution in a way that
yeah.
would violate
it. It is at Garvin's.
It's really about going to these markets for the excess.
Well, most of them do both. That's the thing.
Yeah.
They have the CSA and the market.
Garvin's
right
has the best plan against
the
Sudden Atlantic.
To get the state to take a stand and to be behind pushing for that certainty before.
Yep. Have you had it at Garvin's?
Yeah, they've already given them guidelines on hygiene and how to package the products safely, so they've already done all that. I mean, my CSA, they're all in gloves and masks and everything, and they, instead of letting you pick, which is normal, they bagged everything. So,
I wish your CSA was still available.
I know.
Well, I think it would be better than people going into the grocery store.
I would think. I would think.
You ain't kidding.
You think in our lifetime you thought you'd see toilet paper lines?
I cannot even believe this. And the fight over it. People were fighting over it.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
like crazy.
People were lined up at ShopRite in Montgomery this morning, and within 15 minutes, sold out.
Can I tell you, I was at Mother Earth yesterday just to pick up a couple things. I get my coffee there and stuff, and I could not believe the shelves were bare. All the grains were sold out, flour sold out.
Funny thing was,
cans of beans.
The first day, it was all perishable stuff. There was no meat left anywhere.
Now it's all the staples.
Yeah, because they've run out of space in their chest freezers. Now they're looking for their cabinets.
Right. So I said to the cashier, I said, aren't you getting? She said, we get trucks twice a week, and we're getting 28 pallets tomorrow. She said, but when it comes in, no sooner do you get it on the shelf than it's gone.
Yep.
So people are in a little bit of a panic mode, I think.
Well, hopefully
it'll even out, yeah.
I got my husband delivering the bread to the town of Ulster. Walmart, ShopRite, Target, the hot dog rolls to Dallas, Adams. It's been difficult to keep up.
Yeah.
I wish that they could deliver overnight and be able to get in and get out. He's got people hovering,
Yeah.
I wish he could just get in, but you have to realize it comes from Albany.
Yeah.
They manufacture it. They ship it down on a truck at midnight to the depot. He he's there at midnight waiting for it now. He used
to load the truck, yeah.
He used to go in at like 3, but then you get to the supermarket, you got to wait for the receiver. He can't deliver before 5:36 because there's nobody there to take the product.
Mm.
Then he's pulling up and the lines are
already out the door.
Yeah.
Yeah. I went to try and order a thermometer for my mom. Amazon, no thermometers. Won't have it till June. I thought,
that'll help.
Really? It's the same thing with hand sanitizer, although I did see an April date on hand sanitizer.
$5 a squirt, guys. I'm
look at you. $5 a squirt.
Lynn, if you really want a thermometer, there's a cheating way, a little more expensively, to get one, though.
What's that?
They're all sold out.
Hospital copay.
No. Walmart, all of them are sold out. But inside this newborn kit, that they sell.
Yeah, that is true. It's got nail clippers and stuff.
Oh, you know what? Somebody did tell me that, but they said just remember that they adjust the thermometer 2 degrees higher. So if it shows that that a baby thermometer is different, it is.
Listen, none of them are as reliable as the old-fashioned kind of thermometer.
Yeah, the mercury. Yeah.
And the one location.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh God.
Yeah, you like that herb.
So that's a good tip. No, I'm going to try that one.
Yeah.
Those are still available. Just so I
didn't have that. Not the mercury, but
we can close the meeting while we fix the documentation.
We can.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we can close the meeting while we fix it.
I motion to adjourn.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, everyone.
All right. Good night, everyone.
5:46.
Thank you. Good night. Yes.